Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has unveiled a list of reforms. The reforms are believed to be a long-awaited second phase in the peace process between the Turkish government and the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, known as the PKK. The PKK and the Turkish government have been fighting for decades, with over 40,000 deaths from both sides.
The democratization package was a critical step in stopping the bloodshed in Turkey. The package was a result of the demands of the families of fallen soldiers and is designed to end terrorism.
However, the reforms that were supposed to lead to peace with the PKK were not accepted by the group's political wing, the BDP. The BDP co-chairperson Gülten Kişinek expressed her disappointment with the reforms, saying her party was hoping for much more and that the reforms were not worth the wait. Thousands of Kurds in the Turkish city of Diyarbakır also took to the streets to condemn the package.
"We've been struggling for years for this. We wish to clearly state that this package has not met any of these wishes. This is not a package that addresses Turkey's needs for democratization."
Now the question on everybody's mind is whether or not the outlawed PKK will indeed retreat to northern Iraq, as agreed upon by the conditions of the first phase of the peace process, or if the entire process will be put to a halt. Turkey's main opposition CHP party has also said they are not content with the package, but will give it a further evaluation. The head of Turkey's Nationalist Movement Party, Dilip Bahçeli, went as far as to call the reforms an attempt at dividing Turkey. He also said Erdogan will pay for his sins. Critics claim the prime minister did not introduce any reforms for the some 20 million Alawites currently living in Turkey. However, Erdogan did say this is not the first of these reforms and it will not be the last. But many analysts, as well as the Turkish opposition, believe these reforms are an attempt to divide Turkey into pieces in coordination with what many have labeled as the new Middle East project. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.